Neural Correlates of Consciousness, NCC. Neural Correlates of Consciousness, NCC, consist of the activations and deactivations associated with conscious states. For example, the feeling of the pressure of the chair you're currently sitting in is pressing against your body. The sensory information coming from your legs was no different 10 seconds ago than it is now, yet without attending to it, you weren't aware of it. We have added detail regarding minimally conscious and vegetative states to the LORIES 2005 graphic we showed earlier. It depicts neurophysiological states along two dimensions of consciousness, arousal, horizontal axis, and awareness, vertical axis. The next graphic from LORIES et al., 2004, shows global cerebral metabolism in healthy participants following drug administration and in disorders of consciousness. Global brain metabolism. Vegetative state. When awakened, vegetative state patients exhibit reflex behavior with eyes open. Despite no evidence of consciousness, the brain of someone in a vegetative state generated appropriate patterns of activity to simple verbal commands. A 23-year-old woman was uncommunicative for 5 months following a car crash. Staff assumed that she was not consciously aware of anything because she showed no signs of consciousness. They asked this unresponsive woman to imagine playing tennis or walking around the house. Her brain's spatial navigation regions activated to about the same amount as healthy controls performing the same task. This was very surprising and has fueled debates surrounding life support patients who appear unconscious for years. It showed that behaviorally, even if someone does not seem conscious, the brain can still attend to stimuli, e.g., speech, in the external environment, and perform certain tasks. This was an earth-shattering finding for consciousness researchers that has also influenced unresponsive patients' quality of care. Physicians originally thought that they had no sense of the world around them. However, some unresponsive patients are consciously aware but can't convey that overtly. fMRI graphic copyright science. Author caption. Purposeful brain responses in a patient in a persistent vegetative state. In the study, fMRI was used to scan a patient who made no overt responses to external stimuli. A. When asked to imagine playing tennis, however, her brain showed increased fMRI activation in the supplementary motor area, SMA, similar to that observed in normal control subjects. B. And when she was asked to imagine walking around her house, her brain showed activity in the premotor cortex, PMC, posterior parietal cortex, PPC, and parahippocampal place area, PPA, again as in normal controls. Coma. Below, we show fMRI scans of patients with different levels of consciousness disorders when listening to language, music, and motor imagery stimuli. The fMRI scans for those in vegetative and minimally conscious states reflected more activity than predicted based on their behavioral diagnoses. Now, hospitals typically scan these individuals and administer fMRI tests like this. They may assign an additional diagnosis based on the fMRI evidence that may be different than their behavioral diagnosis. These patients eventually recovered consciousness, communication, and functional independence, highlighting that prognostic estimates of consciousness can be poor at predicting future outcomes. fMRI graphic copyright brain. Coma patients. Author caption. Task-based functional MRI detects cognitive motor dissociation in the intensive care unit. Functional MRI, MRI, results for language, music, and motor imagery paradigms for a healthy individual and patients with a broad range of behavioral diagnoses after acute severe traumatic brain injury. The second row shows scans from a patient with a behavioral diagnosis of vegetative state/unresponsive wakefulness syndrome, VS/EWS, but fMRI evidence of command following, resulting in an fMRI diagnosis of cognitive motor dissociation, CMD. The third row shows scans from a patient with a behavioral diagnosis of a minimally conscious state without language, MCS, but MRI evidence of association cortex activation to language and music stimuli, resulting in an MRI diagnosis of covert cortical processing. The patients diagnosed with CMD, covert cortical processing, and coma all recovered consciousness, communication, and functional independence, highlighting the prognostic limitations and confounders associated with MRI in the intensive care unit. For example, the comatose patient was on a propofol drip during the scan. Thus, a negative MRI result should not be interpreted as a reliable indicator of poor outcomes. fMRI data are shown as C-statistic images threshold at cluster-corrected Z-scores of 3.1, inset color bar, and superimposed upon T1-weighted axial images. Locked-in syndrome, LIS. Locked-in syndrome. LIS patients are fully paralyzed. They can typically only move their eyelids, sometimes their eyes. However, they are fully conscious and aware. LIS typically occurs when the pons in the brainstem is damaged, often from a stroke. Many LIS cases have occurred during chiropractic manipulations that damage arteries in the spine and neck and lead to stroke. Surprisingly, LIS patients have self-reported mental health, personal and general health, and bodily pain levels close to healthy controls, Louis et al., 2009. A LIS patient, Jean-Dominique Bobby, had suffered a stroke at age 43 but wrote a book about his experiences using only his left eyelid and 200,000 blinks. Jean-Dominique Bob. fMRI scans of different consciousness disorders reveal surprising amounts of brain activity during tasks, but what about during rest? The default mode network, DMN. Mark Raichel. Caption. Mark Raichel discovered the default mode network. A network supporting a default mode of brain function that is engaged in the absence of any particular cognitive task. The DMN spans the ventral medial prefrontal cortex, VMPC, dorsal medial prefrontal cortex, DMPC, and posterior cingulate cortex, PCC. The DMN is highly activated when people are awake and aware but are not pursuing any particular goal, thought, or task. The DMN is typically active when we direct attention inwards, as when we daydream, think about our day, and allow our minds to wander. The DMN is highly deactivated when we engage in tasks or pursue goals and direct attention externally, e.g., learning, attending to stimuli, and reading. The DMN is sometimes referred to as a task-negative network, TNN, because of decreased activity, deactivations, during tasks. DMN at rest and during tasks. Despite patients with consciousness disorders demonstrating sufficient brain activity in response to tasks and stimuli, they typically display little to no DMN activity during rest, Goldenmund et al., 2012. During attention-demanding tasks, the DMN deactivates, so it is task-negative. In contrast, attentional networks activate, so they are task-positive. The activity of these networks is anti-correlated, Fox et al., 2005. Author note. The task-positive networks include the following cortical regions bilaterally, anterior insula/frontal operculum, supplementary motor/dorsal medial frontal lobe, lateral premotor cortex, includes frontal eye fields, anterior middle frontal gyrus, superior parietal lobule/anterior inferior parietal lobule, lateral inferior posterior temporal gyrus, lateral area 37. There is evidence that the more lateral components of the task-positive network, particularly the dorsolateral frontal and parietal cortices, are more important for externally directed attention, while the medial components of the default mode network participate in internally directed attention. Abnormalities in DMN functioning. Portions of the DMN are overactive in those diagnosed with anxiety, presenting with increased rumination and depression. The DMN is underactive in patients with consciousness disorders, vegetative state, coma, Alzheimer's disease and dementia, and epileptic seizures. In addition to cognitive and memory impairment in Alzheimer's disease and dementia, impairments in consciousness and one's own subjective sense of self may be just as prevalent. Alzheimer's and consciousness. For those who have loved ones with Alzheimer's, you may notice they sometimes no longer seem like the same person you once knew. The DMN is overactive and underactive in schizophrenia and is associated with hallucinations and delusions, Menon, 2011. The claustrum. The claustrum may be implicated in conscious experience. Electrical stimulation of the claustrum can interrupt a person's conscious awareness. In one case study, a woman's conscious awareness was instantaneously switched off when a current was passed through an electrode planted in the region of the claustrum and instantly restored when the electrode was turned off. Claustrum graphic copyright current biology. Claustrum. The claustrum is bidirectionally connected with many cortical areas and is one of the most highly connected brain structures by volume. Graphic copyright current biology. More broadly, the claustrum may help facilitate functional network transitions between and modulate task-positive and task-negative states. The claustrum may help ramp up attention as tasks become more difficult. Graphic from Madden et al., 2022. Madden et al., 2021. Dysfunctions in DMN activity are also related to decreased claustrum volume, Nikolenko et al., 2021. There are several reasons for limited fMRI studies involving the claustrum. It is often hard to locate. Because it is subcortical, researchers need scanners with stronger magnets, i.e., higher Tesla ratings, which are becoming increasingly available. Third, the subtractive approach typically used in fMRI experiments creates the illusion that the claustrum is inactive when it is active during both tasks. Combining neural correlates of consciousness. Attention networks allow us to perceive and attend to the world around us. The DMN allows us to perceive and attend to our internal world. Potentially a subjective sense of self-awareness. The claustrum, task-rest interactions, may support conscious experience by moderating our perception, attention, and cognition of the internal and external worlds. Limitations in studying the neural correlates of consciousness. Consciousness disorders tend to be unique between individuals, cases and prognoses can be very different. Many fMRI studies use small numbers of patients or case studies. Functional brain networks also tend to be quite variable between people, so tying one person's network to their particular consciousness disorder can be difficult, Lahman et al., 2015. Summary. Consciousness can be defined as wakefulness, awareness, and self-awareness. Brain imaging studies of people in different levels of consciousness, sleep, vegetative state, coma, neuropsychological disorders, can help reveal the neural correlates of consciousness. The strongest neural correlates of consciousness include attention networks, the default mode network, and the claustrum. Complex functions such as consciousness and attention require coordination amongst multiple brain areas. The location and size of these areas can differ between individuals.